Hi there, Spencer Rivers here with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? A former Amazon engineer who worked on Alexa has developed a new app that translates your cat's meows. You can get it right now for Apple or Android, if you want such a thing. Alrighty, we have Mountain Dew is releasing a cookbook just in time for Thanksgiving. Mountain Dew is releasing a cookbook. The book is a collection of about 40 recipes, including green pancakes, green eggs and ham, salsas, and even Mountain Dew-infused pickles. Ew. The drink is about to celebrate its 80th anniversary, and they just released Mountain Dew Hot Sauce. You won't have to wait much longer for basketball. The NBA has announced the 2021 season will start on December 22nd. They're also planning to hold their traditional Christmas Day triple header. They haven't said whether they'll play in a bubble again, but there's word the season will be cut short by 10 games so that players can participate in the Summer Olympics, if that's going to happen. A town in northern Canada is so spooked by polar bears, they rigged a radar to detect when one of them is getting close to town. The biggest risk is in snowstorms and at night when the town's 900 people can't see the bears coming. But the radar can. Technology, huh? Taking a multivitamin, is it really doing your body good or is it on your head? In one study, people said taking a multivitamin gave them 30% overall better health. But new research finds zero health differences between people who do and don't take vitamins. Doctors looked at medical histories of some 20,000 people without known deficiencies. Researchers say that what the multivitamin may do is empower positive thinking that we are doing the body good. Let's see here. Some of the people who tested Pfizer's COVID vaccine are talking about what it feels like after they got the vaccine. One volunteer said it feels like a brutal hangover. Another tester said she got a massive headache, fever, and body aches after the first shot, and it got even worse after the second shot. 43,000 people were part of the third phase of the trial, which claims to be 90% effective. Stocking up on pandemic supplies is going to require a few more trips to the supermarket now that some stores are putting new limits on what you can buy. Places like Kroger's are capping toilet paper, hand soap, and disinfectant wipes at 2 per customer. Same for the few other big chains across the country. There's also a shortage of canned goods and even some spices. Ding dong! You got a Ring doorbell? Well, your doorbell could catch fire. Ring is recalling 350,000 second generation video doorbells because the battery can overheat if it's not installed properly. Some people have even burnt their fingers. If you bought a new one between June and October, they want you to return it. And that is it for today, Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Wonder what we'll find out tomorrow. Anyway, have a nice weekend. Talk to you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.